So I was out on the weekend trying to find a new gym, and there's a few to choose from around East Maitland. I think there's about 18 between Maitland and work. And I've got to tell you, I had a whole weekend planned, right?
Right, okay.
I had a hit list of all of the gyms that I was going to go to, and I was going to do a couple of trial workouts, and some of them I was just going to go and have a look.
So while I was bar hopping, you were gym hopping on
the
weekend.
I was gym hopping. That was, right, that was okay. The thing for my weekend. So I go to the first one on Friday night.
Oh, okay.
Literally
starting
the first
early.
One, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to do a trial workout, and I'm like chatting to the guys and doing a little tour, and then I'm, all right, I'll just do a few weights.
Mm-hmm.
So I get in there, and I go down and pick up the barbell, going to do a few deadlifts. And literally on the first deadlift, I hear an undeniable sound of a rip.
No, you didn't. Not first deadlift.
Yes, I did.
No,
so I am still
didn't.
Bending down, holding the bar, completely convinced at this point in time that the entire gym is looking at my panties. And I'm just frozen, and I can't think of anything good. I know. Total freeze. Anyway, so part of my brain is doing the whole, oh my God, can the gym can see my panties? What kind of panties am I wearing? My mother would be ashamed if people see my panties.
Oh.
The other part of my brain is like, all right, what are you going to do to get out of this? Where are the change rooms? I don't know where the change rooms are.
New gym.
I've never been to the gym.
First time in here.
But I knew I couldn't bend over and put the bar down again because that would rip more. So I'm frog walking across, right, with the barbell to put it back on the rack, right, so I don't have to bend over again. While doing so, twisting my back and causing an injury. And now I've got a sore back. I'm pretty sure I've got a hole in my pants and I'm in a strange place.
It's not a good situation.
The holy trifecta.
It's safe to say you haven't chosen that gym then to go to regularly.
Well, you can never return, can you?
No, never. Particularly after what I did next. So I've put the barbell down on the rack, grabbed
there's
my
towel.
There's
not more to come.
But wait, there's more.
Grabbed my towel, tucked it into the back of my pants, so it's like a horse tail hanging out the back. Finally, go and find the bathrooms. Get in there, and it wasn't actually my pants. I'd ripped my shirt.
Oh.
So instead of getting a view of my panties, they'd gotten a view of my bra.
Oh, my God. So embarrassing.
Mortified, unable to get out of this, I basically just ran from the gym. And I didn't go to any other gyms all weekend, which means I still now have to find a gym. And I had to get over this mortifying tale.
That's going to take time. Don't underestimate the trauma healing you have to do after an event like that. But if it does make you feel any better, it's happened to the best of us.
I'm pretty sure it would have happened to Jess. She's a bit of a gym junkie.
No.
Well, it would have happened to Crevo. He's never going to the gym. But Jess goes all the time. I'm sure you've got some stories of some gym fails that have happened in your tenure.
Along the journey.
Well, your story just made me remember something that didn't happen to me but happened to my partner. I've had plenty of fall off the rig, drop stuff on my toes, have bruises like everywhere. But my partner is, well, he's known for often not wearing undies. He'll wear shorts, but he won't wear undies.
Free
so,
baller.
Yes, he was at the gym, and he rang me, and he's like, where are you? I'm like, oh, like, I'm on the way home. And he goes, can you go get me a pair of pants? I'm like, why? He goes, well, I'm at CrossFit, and I've ripped my pants, and I get down there, and I'm like, oh, can't be that bad. He didn't sound that panicked. And I walk in there, and he's got a sock.
No.
Yeah, he's got a sock.
No, he didn't.
He stopped the workout.
Not.
He put a sock on and he kept going.
No,
like,
he did not.
Oh, my God.
Does that make you feel better, Kat?
Considerably, yeah.
That is outrageous.
Oh. Far better than any story that I've got.
Oh, and look.
Oh, dear.
4967. 4967405 is a magic number. It doesn't have to be a wardrobe malfunction. Just any fail that you've witnessed at the gym. Maybe it's like a trip on the treadmill or
injury.
Like, yeah, like Jess alluded to, you've dropped weights on your foot or something like that. 4967405. We need to make Kat feel better because she's a shell of a human being in the studio. And for trading your pain, you can get yourself $100 fuel cards, which, I mean, will make that pain ever so slightly better, won't it?
Well, you've seen the price of petrol at the moment.
Drive to the gym cheaper.
That's it. 4967 4105. Your gym fail stories on the NX.